The opinions expressed on the Chris Ann Hall Show are not necessarily those of the host or station management, but are definitely those of the founders of this nation. Connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. American woman, listen what I say. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall. American
woman. Rise and shine. Patriots, if you love liberty, you're getting restless. If you love liberty, you are wondering what in the world is going on. I'm just saying, Patriots, there is more, always more than meets the eye. I want you to know something. I want you to know something. Every iceberg has more underneath than what's on top. And I can guarantee you what you see is just the beginning. Just as an example. Just as an example, Verizon records collected by the Department of Justice with a non-warrant. Remember, we reported earlier this week that these courts now, the district court forcing Google to comply with warrantless searches. Warrantless searches. Here we are. I'm just saying. Our own court system requiring private businesses. Corporations, by the way, in which the court sees a corporation as an individual, which means the courts will have no problem forcing you, or should I say, trying to force you to submit to a warrantless search. Did you know that the court that issued this non-warrant to Verizon really wasn't a court at all? It's a pseudo-court. Listen to this. This is just insanity. I'm really, really, really trying hard to not blast off this morning. I want to sort of ease you into what's going on, but there's just too much to do. I don't have time. I don't have time to sort of tiptoe around this morning. Hey, people, there is a precipice. A precipice ahead, and we are leaping over the edge at an alarming rate, plunging liberty into a hellish abyss. And the best we can do is have hearing. Is that really the best we can do? The best we can do, Congress, is to have hearings and write letters. I'm telling you, America, that we have a separate court system that is not bound by our Constitution. that is not bound by our laws, that has been established with the sole purpose of circumventing them in the name of national security. I'm just saying, there is another court system issuing warrants in this country, and this particular branch of that secret court system is called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. So first, I should have actually, made your head explode at the mention of a secret court. Secret court. Called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Now, we have a judge from the Foreign Surveillance Intelligence Surveillance Court that's all bent out of shape. All bent out of shape because somebody's been criticizing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court as being simply a rubber stamp court. And he says, no. The perception that the court is a rubber stamp court is absolutely false. There's a rigorous review process of applications submitted by the executive branch, spearheaded initially by 5 judicial branch lawyers who are national security experts, and then by judges to ensure the court's authorizations comport with what the applicable statutes authorize. Are you stinking kidding me? There you have it. In the words of a judge sitting on this secret court, that the Constitution is not even a criteria by which they concern themselves when issuing warrants to the executive branch. There is a rigorous review process of applications submitted. You know what? My Fourth Amendment says it's not an application. My Fourth Amendment says it's an oath or affirmation. You fill out an application to get a job at Taco Bell. But apparently, you simply fill out an application to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to get a warrant, which should make us feel happy that and safe, because 5 judicial branch lawyers who are national security experts review these first. Gee, you know what? I think I might feel just a little bit better if we had 5 judicial branch lawyers who were experts on the Constitution. And then by judges who ensure that the court's authorizations comport with the applicable statutes authorized. Where in the world is Congress? Are you stinking kidding me? This court has to be financed somewhere. Somebody's paying these people. These people are not working for free. And I bet if you dig deep enough, they're paid a whole lot of money. Because you know what? In the government, when you work in Washington, D.C., the starting salary is $120,000 a year. You don't work in the Department of Justice for less than $120,000 a year as an attorney. So how much do you think these judges are making? How much do you think these specially qualified national security experts make? I'm just saying. There's an iceberg underneath the tip that we're seeing. And we have secret courts in this country. We have secret courts, okay? Now listen, this is something else that you have to catch here. We have to pay very close attention to what is going on. Okay? These secret courts. What's the name of the court? The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court? Issuing pseudo-warrants to the Department of Justice to collect millions of Verizon customers' records? Wait a minute. I thought this was a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Oh, well, but you know, your national security experts are on top of it. You should feel okay with that. You know what the crazy thing is? These Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Courts were created by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978 with the idea that a court system specifically designed for this purpose would prevent corruption. The idea was, we've got to create this court system to go along with our Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to make sure that intelligence, surveillance of intelligence on foreign, for foreign internet intelligence purposes is not collected in a corrupt manner. We've got to make sure that happens. So we have to create this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to make sure that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is used appropriately. So back in 1978, we were already destroying the Constitution. Jimmy Carter was president. I got a question for you. Why wasn't the thought that in order to keep the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act from becoming a tool of corruption and tyranny, why didn't they submit it to a court that was bound by the Constitution? I'm just saying. We have some serious, serious problems in this country. And it's called your federal government. The whole stinking lot of them.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
All aboard!
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Sleep hearing about the crazy train. I'm just saying, how can you sleep hearing about the crazy American train rushing over the cliff? I simply do not understand it. What is going on in this country? Let me ask you a question. I mean, I know you can't answer me, but just answer to whoever's there listening. Do you honestly think that Verizon is the only internet company receiving these warrants? I mean, you know, Google is fighting these warrants, and they've been ordered to submit to these warrantless searches, because we call them warrants, but not really warrants. They're warrantless searches because they do not comply with the Fourth Amendment. Everything that you hear on the Chris Ann Hall Show, everything that you hear on Freedom 93 FM, that points you to tyranny, that shows you the constitutional destruction perpetrated by your own government, seeping down to the local level. My goodness, we have a governor in the state of Florida who's arresting sheriffs over files. Other elected officials get grand juries and plea deals where they simply get to keep their jobs and their pensions, even though it's been shown that they were, oh, I don't know, doing background checks on people and their families without any reason whatsoever other than they oppose them and their political opponents. Proof that elected officials are using power to invade and seize records and privacy of the people that simply oppose them. And all Governor Scott can do to that person is simply, oh, I don't know, we'll give them a plea deal so that they keep their job and their pension and they go away quietly. Hey, that was criminal. Proof. But Governor Scott thinks it's okay to fire a sheriff in Liberty County, Florida, because of a file. See, that's what it's all about, a file. What happened to the file? The file was destroyed pursuant to regulations. I pointed that out to you in my video. It has creeped, this trickle-down tyranny has reached to your state and local levels, America. You simply think this only happens in Florida? Are you kidding me? Do you want to know how insidious this thing is with Sheriff Finch here in Florida? Let me show you what's happened. Sheriff Finch was arrested and removed from his position, his elected position, by the governor of the state of Florida over a file, and then he was replaced. The governor replaced him with an FDLE agent. Now let me connect the dots for you here. The governor is conducting an investigation on the sheriff that he removed from office, and the entity that is conducting this investigation is the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. We call them FDLE. The agency that is conducting the investigation against the sheriff now has a representative appointed by the governor to replace that sheriff. Is anybody else seeing the glaring conflict of interest here? I'm just asking you, when the governor removes a man from office, subjects him to an investigation by the agency, and then replaces him with a member of that agency, where is that not a conflict of interest? Let me show you. In order to obtain documents from the Liberty County Sheriff's Department, in order to conduct this investigation, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement would have to serve a warrant on the Sheriff's Department of Liberty County. But now that the sheriff is also an FDLE agent, oops, sorry, we don't need no stinking warrant. Yeah, it just gets worse.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
The opinions expressed on The Chris Ann Hall Show are not necessarily those of the host or station management, but are definitely those of the founders of this nation. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Lobbying for liberty. Right here in the state capital of Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, 93.3 Freedom FM, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at chrisannhall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com. Did you know I've written 4 books? I'm just saying, not only do I have almost 200 articles based on constitutional issues on my website, chrisannhall.com, but I've written 4 books. I have a 3-DVD set where you can hear my entire 5-hour workshop on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, all available on my website. Not only that, all my shows are now going to be podcasted from yesterday forward. Isn't that awesome? Woohoo! I am so excited. So very excited. We are now podcasted. So if you can't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, which is 3 o'clock in the morning in California, you can now listen to my show via podcast. I'm so excited. That's awesome. Is that awesome? You know what? 3 years ago, you would have never told me this was going to happen. But you know what? 6 months ago, you would have never told me that we would be talking about secret national security courts issuing dog and pony show warrants, using something called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to seize data from U.S. citizens. Let me tell you something. This is just insanity. I want to know where Congress is. All of these agencies are supposed to have oversight. You know that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is an act created by Congress. The provisions in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that are supposed to give the government oversight, right? I guarantee you the section that they're relying on is Section 102A of the A1 of this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Notwithstanding any other law, the President, through the Attorney General, may authorize electronic surveillance without a court order under this title to acquire foreign intelligence information for periods up to 1 year. Did you catch that? Without a court order. Right? See, that's why they had to create this secret court with national security expert attorneys reviewing applications. They're not oaths or affirmations because they're not warrants. It says right here, without a warrant. But catch this, to acquire foreign intelligence information. Foreign intelligence information, but right here in the United States, on you and me. I'm not a Verizon customer, but I guarantee you AT&T's involved in this as well because they refuse to comment on it. Of course they do. Number one, these things probably carry a gag order like the national security letters do, which mean if you let somebody know you've been served with one, you go to prison, federal prison. You can maybe share a cell with a 21-year-old pothead who tweeted that he wanted to kill the president in 140-word characters or less and ends up in federal prison. Look, there are conditions that he's supposed to be following. The Attorney General must certify in writing, under oath, that the electronic surveillance is solely directed at the acquisition of the contents of communications transmitted by means of communications and exclusively between or among foreign powers. Did you catch that? Must certify under oath that what's being collected is exclusively between or among foreign powers. And that the acquisition of this technical intelligence is from property or premises under the open and exclusive control of a foreign power. I'm sorry, is Verizon owned by a foreign country? I'm sort of missing this connection. Oh, wait, here's the loophole. There's... Oh, no, wait. This is the other protection. Are you ready for this? They must... Eric Holder must certify underwriting that there is no substantial likelihood that the surveillance will acquire the contents of any communication to which a United States person is a party. How about that one? How about that one? Now, if the Attorney General must deviate from this, Section C says, he must submit a report to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. So let me ask you something. There's two questions that pop up there. Actually, three. If Eric Holder issued these warrants and we know these collections of data, because they're not really warrants, they're warrantless searches. So if Eric Holder wrote these applications for these warrantless searches, he's committed a crime. Because he violates the very act that gives him the power to do this. However, if he did not violate a crime, and he actually followed the law, you know, he didn't follow the Constitution, so we won't get into that criminal aspect of it, but if he actually did follow the law, then we need to find out if the House and Senate Committees on Intelligence authorized this, if they knew about it. Right? Isn't that the big deal? Because otherwise, Eric Holder's acting illegally. So that's the questions that should be asked. Did Eric Holder act illegally? And did the Intelligence Committee know what he was doing? We'd better get a handle on this. Because you've already got damage control going on. James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, is crying because this leak, by the way, has to be leaked because anybody who was served with the warrant is going to be prosecuted. So you have to leak this stuff out. Otherwise, you're a federal criminal going to federal prison. And National Intelligence Director James Clapper says, oh my goodness, this leak is a terrible, terrible risk to our security. Oh, great, great, great. The discovery that we have a secret federal court issuing warrantless searches in violation of their own federal act that creates them. And the best thing we can come up with is we have a national security problem. You can't see me. I got a palm to forehead moment here. I'm just, what? So you think this is a federal problem? I've already told you about how the Florida governor here is arresting sheriffs and then appointing the very agencies to investigate the sheriff, appointing them to be the new sheriff. But you also have New York. New York Senate passing a bill that makes annoying a police officer a crime. Senate Bill 2402 would make it a felony to harass, annoy, or threaten a police officer while on duty. Can someone please explain to me what exactly is the legal definition of annoy? Oh, well, here we go. Too many people in our society, Senator Griffa says, have lost respect they need for our police officers, and we need to make it very clear that when a police officer is performing his duty, every citizen must comply. Wow. No annoying the police officers today. or you will go to federal prison. I'm telling you, trickle-down corruption works. We can all point the fingers at New York, but it's here in Florida. Now, I know Floridians are mostly New Yorkers and people from New Jersey, but that's only south of I-4. North of I-4, we're actually, you know, I can't say me because I'm originally from St. Louis, but the majority of the people north of I-4 are actually Floridians. Not to mention the fact that our governor is a Republican. You can't blame the Democrats for this. I'm just saying it's coming to a state near you because this is trickle-down tyranny. And why should the governor of Florida be worried about a conflict of interest in warrantless searches being conducted on an agency in which he's removed the sheriff when the entire federal government is engaging in warrantless searches? It's just normal. And now the Department of Homeland Security it has been leaked, is engaging in suspicionless searches of laptops and cell phones. Are you outraged by that? I'm just asking, are you outraged by the fact that the Department of Homeland Security can take your laptop and cell phones purely because they want to, in order to enhance security? Well, guess what? Our Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi tried to do the same thing here in Florida, but thank God our Supreme Court knocked them down. You know what the problem is? The Department of Homeland Security won't be knocked down by the Supreme Court of the United States because it's a federal offense to tell on them. Insanity. Insanity.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Well, here we are once again in the last 7 minutes of the show. Man, it just goes too fast. Way, way, way too fast. I am proud to be a part of the Liberty Defense Team here on 93.3. So even though my hour goes by quickly, you can continue to listen to Daryl Day and Bernie Thompson later in this morning and get guaranteed greater doses. Greater doses of defense of liberty. We will keep you informed every Monday through Friday, and you can join me on Sundays at 4 o'clock on Genesis Communications Network. 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Just go to my website, chrisannhall.com, and there's a link there for the Genesis show. You can also make sure that you check in with my Facebook page, because I will be broadcasting this Sunday from the great state of Minnesota. Minnesota. Because we're doing a Liberty tour in the Minneapolis area all week. If you're in Minnesota and you want to be part of that, then you need to make sure that you go to my website and make sure that you go to my calendar and find out where exactly I will be. And then you can join me. Please tell me that you hear the radio show, because that's encouragement. Radio is rather a... You have to be a self-motivator for radio, because, you know, I, especially me, I don't even have a producer I can look at. Jonathan is what? 2 hours. Probably 2.5 hours from me. So look, I'm showing you the tyranny that we have today, but I want to give you some hope. And I give you some hope that maybe Congress will awaken and do something. Here's my hope. You see, Congress is starting to figure out that they are no longer immune from tyranny. The Supreme Court is no longer immune from tyranny. This executive branch has become such a monster that it's literally consuming the entire federal government. And Congress is just waking up to it. See, it's okay for them to do all this stuff to us. Now, I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying, in the minds of the government, it's okay when it's someone else. It's always somebody else's fight until you're punched in the eye. So, Jonathan, play the clip.
Verizon scandal, and which I understand takes us to possibly monitoring up to 120 million calls. You know, when government bureaucrats are sloppy, they're usually really sloppy. Want to just ask, could you assure to us that no phones inside the Capitol were monitored of members of Congress that would give a future executive branch, if they started pulling this kind of thing off, would give them unique leverage over the legislature?
With all due respect, Senator, I don't think this is an appropriate setting for me to discuss that issue. I'd be more than glad to come back in an appropriate setting to discuss the issues that you have raised. But in this open forum, I would
interrupt you and say the correct answer would be say no. We stayed within our lane, and I'm assuring you, we did not spy on members of Congress.
Mr. Kirk, may I correct you? This is not sloppy bureaucratic actions. This is tyrannical bureaucratic action. And they have already stepped outside their bounds. Do you catch this, Mr. Kirk? You are asking him if he's maintained his boundaries so he has not spied on you. Or the Supreme Court, to have undue leverage over government in the Supreme Court. Perhaps we now know why Justice Roberts made the decision that he did, right? But you see how government works. The boundaries are, don't touch me. Do whatever you want to the citizens, but don't touch me. Are you kidding me? Mr. Kirk, that's the best you can come up with. And I appreciate him asking this question because we need to know this. And we need to have these opportunities to show just how wicked and insidious Eric Holder is. He cannot answer this question because he knows for a fact that they are monitoring them. They know. He can't tell them that. Oh, well, this isn't the appropriate because he can't talk about that in front of the entire Senate because, you know, he'll claim, oh, it's a national security breach if I talk about these things. I have been teaching the framers and the founders for 3 years now. And their words always scare me to death. Because when I find a new quote, when I find a new thing, I'm always wondering when will this warning become a prophecy? Do we now understand why Benjamin Franklin said, anyone who would trade liberty for a temporary security will soon have neither and deserves none? Are you kidding me, Mr. Kirk? We have to get outraged because the Department of Justice is now turning on the legislative branch and the judicial branch. Well, there's your hope, America. Your Congress is finally getting punched in the eye by the monster that they created. Maybe we will see something now. But don't hold your breath, because if you do, we'll be the blue people in the corner. I'm just saying, your hope is not in the federal government. God bless. God bless America.
Attention, special announcement.
If you're still paying on student loans, listen closely.